Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over six trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hey friends, welcome back to the show. I hope you are having a wonderful start to your week. Today we are going to dive into one of the biggest hesitations that I receive from people before they get started and or myths kind of around travel points and opening up several credit cards to earn those travel points. So we are talking all about credit scores today and how this hobby of traveling with points affects our credit score. So we're going to tackle all of the things, diving into basically what makes up your credit score, how that's built up, how traveling with points affects that, and just some of the things that you need to make sure that you're aware of when you're doing this hobby so that you have a really high credit score. And I promise you that doing this actually increases your credit score. So I will share all of the details. But before we get started, I actually just wanted to share a little win with you guys. This week, I was actually going to book my last leg of my trip. If you don't know, we're going to Puerto Vallarta in October. I'm so excited. And I was booking our flight home. Everything else is booked. We're staying in two different all-inclusive resorts while we're down there, flying business class down there, which I'm really excited about. And so I added it up, and the total that we are saving on this trip is $7,655. I was shocked. Now, granted, yes, we're flying business class, which we would never do if we weren't using points. I booked a club level suite at the Hyatt Ziva. So we have a beautiful ocean view room. We have a hot tub on our balcony, like full on yards. And then we're also staying at Marriott Delta up in the jungle. So we're just so excited. I couldn't believe how much money we were saving on that. And if you are interested in saving literally thousands of dollars on your vacations, taking crazy vacations, you need to get inside of Escape. This is my one-on-one program, 12 weeks of one-on-one work with me, full Voxer access. If you don't know what Voxer it is just a voice messaging app. And so if you're really busy and you can't hop on calls all the time, it's great because you can just ask me a question whenever it comes up for you. You can voice memo me and we just go back and forth for the 12 weeks. We also have three 60-minute Zoom calls and we go through all the different travel point strategy, credit cards, getting your vacation booked and planned. So if you are ready to figure this thing out, get a dream vacation booked and planned in just 12 weeks, then definitely join in. This hobby literally changed my life. This trip to Mexico is really exciting for me, not only just because I'm excited to go, but this is the first time I've ever gone out of the country. I've never been to Mexico. My first time in business class and my first time at an all-inclusive resort. I am 33 years old and this is my first, and my two-year-old is getting to do this with me. And so it really amazes me. I'm so blessed and so grateful to be able to do this. And I just want to share it with so many people because it really will change your family's life and your kid's life. Your kid is going to know how to do this because of you. You're going to teach them this throughout their childhood. And so for the rest of their life, they're never going to have to pay full price for a vacation. They're going to get to travel their entire adult life with their families. Like, this is a generational thing that you can pass down to your kids and your grandkids. And it's just a huge blessing to be able to do that. So if you're interested, definitely check out the link in the show notes for Escape. I only have a few spots left. The price is actually going to go up at the end of this week. We start in September, so definitely grab your spot or message me if you have any questions. So let's dive into today's episode on credit scores. Okay, I am by no means a expert when it comes to credit scores, or like, I'm not a huge numbers person. So I did a little bit of research. I got a lot of information for this episode, and then a lot of it is just my personal experience. Okay. So I actually looked, and a year ago, my credit score was completely different than it is now. So today, I just checked it right before I recorded this episode. My credit score is at an 801. So your credit scores can range from 500 to 850. 760 to about 850 is considered excellent credit. And I'm at an 801. I'm super proud of that, to be above 800. My credit score has increased by 47 points in the last year. I didn't look at my husband's credit score, but I know his has increased. I think the first year he did traveling with points, it increased 100 points, which is, it was around 100. I don't know exactly, but he really never had a credit score. He didn't have any debt. He never had credit cards. So he just had a bad credit score because he didn't have anything to help build his credit. And so one tip that I will give you today is, if you are like my husband was in that situation where you just don't really have a great credit score for a plethora of reasons, there are ways to build it up. So we tried to get him travel credit cards in the beginning of his journey, and he was denied for literally every card I ever tried to get him. So what we did was I added him on to one of my cards as an authorized user. I believe it was the Chase Inc. business cards. I added him on to two of them as an authorized user to help build his credit and basically his credibility with Chase. And so after doing that for, I think it was about 6 months, he was then able to get approved for a credit card. And that's kind of how we started him in this. So if you're in that situation, I know I always say don't add your spouse as an authorized user, but I did have to do that in the beginning to build up his credit a little bit. And now he has a credit score of well over 800. So he went from someone, and this was just about 2 years ago, he went from someone who literally could not get approved for any credit card that now has a credit score of over 800. So that shows you how traveling with points really does increase your credit score. And most people that I talk to that are very avid in opening up credit cards and earning points have credit scores that are around 800 or above. So I hear all the time like, oh my gosh, doesn't opening all those credit cards hurt your credit score? This is like a really risky hobby, all of these different things. It is absolutely not true. It increases your credit score when it is done right. So the things that you have to make sure that you basically stay on top of is what I always preach. Pay your cards off in full every single month, okay? We're not accruing any debt. We're not accruing any interest. And that is the biggest portion of what builds your credit history or your credit score. So payment history. Payment history is 35% of your credit score makeup. And so that's the biggest portion of it. So when you're paying those cards off every single month, and the more cards you have, the more payments you're making, you're keeping up with that, that is what really boosts your credit score. If you only have one card or one payment you're making on, it's going to boost your score, but maybe not as much as when you're having several cards or something like that, or a large amount. So payment history is the number one thing that you need to make sure you're keeping on top of and is really the most important part of your credit card score. Another thing is when we're doing this and opening up lots of credit cards, of course there are going to be cards eventually that you're going to want to close that maybe no longer serve you. Do not close a credit card within the first year of opening it. This is not going to look good on your credit score. It's going to have a negative effect for you possibly getting approved for credit cards here in the future, because they see that you open it, you got your points, and then you're just going to close it. Or maybe you open it and then you just don't even use it. So those are things we want to stay away from. The other thing we want to stay away from is if you're like brand new getting into this and you're like, I have a credit card that I've had forever. So for example, I had a credit card that my mom opened up for me when I was, I think like 16. And she was doing it just to help me build my credit. So I've had it forever. I don't even use it. don't close those accounts because that is also part of your credit score makeup. So the length of credit is 15% of that makeup. And so they're going to look and see if you have a line of credit, whatever that longest one is, really helps your score. If you close the one that you've had the longest, it will have a negative effect on your score. So if you have a card that you've had open for a really long time, just keep it open, okay? And then if you are thinking about closing a credit card, let's say you've had a card for a couple of years that was a points card and it's got a high annual fee and you're really not getting much benefit out of it and you want to close it, that's okay. You can totally do that. But here's a tip. If you are thinking about closing it, always call the bank or you can message them like the secure message on your account and ask them for a retention offer. So what you can do is say, hi, I'm thinking about closing whatever card it is and give the reasons. Like it has a high annual fee. I'm really not getting any benefit out of it. I would like to close this card. A lot of the times they will give you an offer to keep that card open. So it's called a retention offer and you can ask for that. Sometimes it will be, they'll waive your annual fee just to keep you as a customer. Sometimes they will give you like another signup bonus. They'll say, well, we'll give you 35,000 points if you spend 2,000 on it in the next 3 months or something like that. They're going to incentivize you almost always to keep the card and you might actually get a really good benefit out of it and then keep it open for another year. It never hurts to ask and a lot of the times they're going to give it to you. So that is another tip. And if they don't and you really don't want to pay that fee or it's just not worth it, you can close the card just as long as it's not within the first year of opening it. Okay, so we talked about payment history is 35%. Length of credit history is 15%. The other really big chunk of this is going to be the amount owed, which is 30% of your score. So payment history and amount owed are really the two biggest portions that build up your credit score. There's five things that we're going to talk about. So amount owed, pretty self-explanatory. It's the amount that you owe on your cards, which is why we're trying to pay them off in full. If we have a bunch of debt and we're accruing interest and we're not really making our payments, those two things are going to snowball really quickly and hurt your credit score. But if we're paying our cards off in full on time and we don't really owe anything, which is the whole point of this, is to have no credit card debt and not owe anything, paying it off every single month, that is going to boost your credit score a ton because right there, that's 65% of what makes up your credit score. And then the two smallest things that are going to, they're 10% each, is going to be new credit and then types of credit. So new credit is you opening up those new cards, which is why we always want to space them about 60 to 90 days. They are going to ping you if you're opening up a bunch of different lines of credit really close together right away. That's going to ping. You'll probably end up getting denied and it will have a little bit of a negative effect on your credit score. So as long as you're keeping them 60 to 90 days, 90 days preferably in between opening up credit cards, it's not going to have any effect on that. And then the types of credit is also 10%. So that is just them looking at the different types of credit that you have. Is that your credit cards, your student loans? Do you have a home loan? Do you have auto loans? They're looking at all those different types and that makeup is just 10% of what your score is. So those are the five things that really make up your credit score. Again, payment history being the number one, 35%, and amount owed is 30%. And then the three smaller ones is the length of your credit, any new credit, and the different types. So as you can see, traveling, using points, opening up credit cards, I open up a new card almost every 3 months. So does my husband, and we both have credit scores over 800. And we have outstanding approval odds for being approved for all the different types of credit cards there are. We are always getting like targeted offers in the mail, targeted emails. They're always asking us to open up like the higher Amex Platinum cards and business cards because our credit score is so good from what we have been doing. So don't let it scare you that opening all these credit cards is bad. It's actually a really good thing. You just have to stay on top of it, stay organized, and don't accumulate any debt, and really just stay on top of your payments. Another tip, I gave this in a previous podcast on staying organized, is putting those credit cards on auto pay so that it never, you never miss one. You don't have to forget about it. You don't even have to think about it. It's just going to automatically pay and you'll never miss those payments. So this was just short and very tangible episode on credit scores, but it's a very important topic because I hear it all the time. I actually even just got it from my parents the other day. I literally teach this for a living and open up all these cards, and I told them that me and my husband open up a new credit card every 3 months, and my mom was like, oh my gosh, that's going to ruin your credit score. Like, what are you doing? And I said, Mom, I have an 800 plus credit score. Like, I know what I'm doing. And she was shocked. She didn't even know. I was like, this is what I teach, Mom. I'm well aware of what I'm doing, and it's actually helping. And so it's just something that's not talked about a lot. A lot of people don't understand it. And so that's why I really wanted to dive in today and just go over all of this so that it is something that you aren't afraid of and that it's something that we can all understand a little bit better. So I hope this was helpful. If you have a friend or a family member who might be skeptical about this or isn't really sure if they want to dive into travel points, please send them this episode. I would love to just share this with as many people as possible so that they know everything about this and the misconceptions and the myths so that they can start earning these points and traveling and having like the best dream vacations and best life going into 2025. I know it's almost September and fall, Christmas, all that's coming up, and it's going to come up quick. And here, 2025 is going to be here soon. And I want that to be the best year that you have ever had with travel. I want you to travel more in 2025 than you have ever traveled in your life because of what you are learning. Okay. That is our goal. I will see you next week, and thanks for tuning in.